As the band finds a seat, I invite the boys and girls to come to our church school to join me for a few moments. Thank you so much, guys. Wow. You can stay right here if you want. Well, is that a lot of fun? Yeah, did you have a good time? Okay. For all of you who took part, those of you who were up here playing and those of you who are out there singing, I want to thank all of you for doing a really great job of getting this service off to a fantastic start this morning. Nice job on the drums there, Ben. Nice job on all of you who played. Nice job, every one of you. And that's what I want to talk to you about for just a couple of minutes here this morning. Because one of the things we're going to be talking about in our service is all the things that people do for the church here. How we help one another. How we help our church grow. How we keep ourselves going. That's what we're talking about in our service today. I just want to let you guys know that you're very much a part of that too. You do a lot of good things for this church. You do all that you can. We're going to talk about doing all we can a little later. And I know that you guys do all you can for this service too, and for this church. And we're so happy about that. And over the past year or so, you've done many good things for our community too. You've helped collect for the Pennies for Peace group. Some of you have helped raise money for the soup kitchen. Some of you have helped prepare meals for that. You've also done some projects to help and support our Humane Society here in town, which takes care of animals. And some of you also did a project to help support the Peace Abbey down in Massachusetts. And I know that's just a few of the things that you do for this church. But you want to tell you what's the best thing you do? I'll tell you. Best thing you guys do for us is coming in here on these Sundays and coming down here and sitting like this so everybody else can see you and can see what a really fine program that we have. And think about all the teachers that work to teach your classes, and Chris and Parker and the Religious Education Committee, all that they do as well. Because you're the ones who help all of us really feel good about our congregation, because we can see that the things we talk about here on Sunday morning and the values and the ideals that we try to promote, you're learning about them too. Because one of these days, doesn't seem like it now, but one of these days, you're going to be like these folks, I hope, sitting out in either these pews or the pews of a UU congregation somewhere and helping that congregation grow just like all these people here are helping us. So I just want to thank you so much for being a part of this church and for all that you do for it. And now I'm going to let you go to your classes. We're going to sing the Now You May Go to Your Classes.